So she spoke. And through the hall forth went Telemachus, his spear in hand, two swift dogs following after. He hastened to the assembly, to join the male Achaeans. But noble Eurycleia, daughter of Ops, Pisenor's son, called to the women, "Come, stir about, and sweep the house, and sprinkle it, and beat the purple coverings on the shapely chairs. And others, take your sponges, and wipe off all the tables, and clean the mixing bowls, and well-wrought double cups. And others still, go to the well for water, and fetch it quickly here. It is not long the suitors will be absent from the hall. They will be here right early. Today is for them all a holiday." She spoke, and very willingly they heeded and obeyed. 20 went to the dark well. The others plied their tasks with skill about the house. Soon came the Achaeans' laboring men, who neatly and skillfully split logs of wood. There came the women also, returning from the well. After them came the swineherd, driving 3 fat hogs, the best of all his herd. He let them feed about the pleasant yard, and said to Odysseus kindly, "Stranger, do the Achaeans look after you any better, or do they still insult you in the hall as at the first?" Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Eumaeus, may the gods requite the wrongs which these in their abominable pride work in a house not theirs. They have no touch of shame." So they conversed together. Melanthius now drew near the goatherd, driving the goats that were the best of all his flock to make the suitors' dinner. 2 shepherds followed after. He tied his goats under the echoing portico, and said to Odysseus rudely, "Stranger, will you still be a nuisance in the house and beg of people? Will you not quit our doors? We never shall quite settle things, I think, until you taste my fists. Beyond all decency you keep on begging. Surely there are Achaean feasts elsewhere." He spoke, but not a word did wise Odysseus answer. Silent, he shook his head, brooding on evil. A third now joined them, Philetius, ever foremost, and brought the suitors a barren cow and fatted goats. The ferrymen brought them over, they who bring people, too, whenever anybody comes their way. He tied the cattle carefully under the echoing portico, and drawing near the swineherd, asked, "Who is the stranger, swineherd, lately come and staying at the hall? Out of what tribe does he profess to be? Where are his kinsmen and his native fields? Poor man, he seems in bearing like a lordly king. The gods may well send homeless people troubles, when even for kings they weave a web of grief.